Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hi, and a very warm welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's been a while since I've spoken to you one-on-one, and so hi, I hope you're doing really well. If you're listening to this, and also follow me on social media, where I'm at Emma Gunn's on Instagram specifically, there is a chance that you may have seen a post that I shared a couple of weeks ago, where I said in the caption that I had been feeling a bit meh. It was a very brief post. It gave the top line info and also that I had come to the conclusion that I needed to take my foot off the gas a little bit. But I wanted to chat about that sort of that moment in a little bit more detail in this episode in a way that I hope will be useful for you, my most excellent listeners. So let's set the scene, shall we? I, like all of you, have had to adapt during the last 18 months, especially in terms of work. And I know the same is true for many of you who've suddenly had to go from working from home, whose workload has increased just exponentially. And I went into 2020 creating 2 podcasts a week and doing other work and projects, not necessarily behind the scenes, but not that you would hear on this RSS feed. And a year later, I'm creating 3 podcasts a week and I'm doing more of those projects. And I'm also trying to balance an ever-increasing workload with exactly the same resources as before, i.e. just me. Now, I'm sure you will recognize this because I feel this is the experience that so many of us have had since COVID-19 changed the world last year. And it's been a bit relentless, hasn't it? And I, like many of you, I'm sure, haven't had a break. And while I do think I hit a wall a few weeks ago, the signs were definitely starting to show a little bit before I actually really felt it. Or maybe actually it's more accurate to say the signs were starting to show a little while before I actually acknowledged it. So I was really struggling to focus when I was working. I was finding it incredibly difficult to get motivated. I'd get up, work out. I like to work out because it clears my head. I know that would seem like the obvious thing to stop doing if I was feeling tired, but it makes me feel good. So I would get up, I would do my workout, then I would shower, then I would sit at my desk and I would just feel this overwhelming urge just to lie down again and I'd be ravenously hungry. And this is definitely something I feel when I'm very tired. My back feels very heavy. I just want to slouch. But like so many of us, I just powered through, even though that sort of slouchy feeling was making me think I had a very heavy backpack on my back that I just couldn't shift. It was just a weight that I was carrying around with me. So I was thinking about what this might have looked like to the outside world, and it might have looked like to my friends that I was beginning to talk about how the weather was making me feel icky a lot, because I'm someone who sometimes gets migraines when there's funny air pressure. And the weather in the UK over the last month or so has been very much kind of going in and out of that dry and humid and wet and windy. So there's been some fluctuations in air pressure. So I thought, oh, maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit headachy and a bit out of sorts. I'd also said to some friends that maybe it was the moon, which if you're a long time listener, you'll know is quite unlike me. And I had also thought, gosh, maybe I need to sort out my hormones. And I was spending quite a long time checking into the Flow app, which is what I used to track my cycle, and having chats with a virtual assistant about why I might be feeling sluggish at this time in my cycle, even though it was pretty much the whole cycle. And so there was just a lot going on. And isn't it funny that we sometimes search for a bigger reason as to why we might be feeling a certain way? So I'd looked to a moon, hormones, and the weather system, and was beginning to think about the way climate change was making me feel, when the actual issue is that I just needed some rest. I was tired, I was frazzled. And the easiest thing I could do was to try and do the bare minimum to get by for a few days. and what it felt like from the inside. So that's what I thought it might look like from the outside. That I was beginning to sort of look for reasons as to why I wasn't feeling so good. You know, when you speak to your friends and they're like, how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm fine. Oh, this weather's weird. And you start sort of talking about how these things might be making you feel. But what it felt like on the inside was that I was suddenly underperforming. And I'm ashamed to say this, given how much I talk about how important it is to look after oneself on this podcast, but I had forgotten to stop, slow down, take a beat. And my knee-jerk reaction, in actual fact, was to berate myself, was to be very, very hard on myself and be extremely critical. Not out loud, but my inner voice lacked any compassion at all and was just pointing out what I was doing wrong or what I suddenly wasn't doing. So I'd wake up later than I wanted to, and it would begin. My inner voice would tell me, well, you've wasted half the day. Well done, dickhead. Or I would do my workout, shower and put makeup on, and then I'd be really, really hungry. And I like to do intermittent fasting, so I like to break the fast at 12 noon. But I was going and getting my coffee at 10 a.m. and I was like, great, you can't even stick to your intermittent fasting. Now you're on a fast track to weight gain. And it was just, it was that, and it was relentless all day long. So I probably didn't look very happy either, because the whole time I was kind of just had this chorus of me telling me off the whole time. And that was before I'd even logged on and started working. So you can imagine how it would just escalate throughout the day. And I think that's a really common response. And I asked a few friends whether that's what they do, whether when you start to feel the wheels coming off, if instead of pulling over, you kind of brace yourself and try to go faster, hoping that whatever is rattling, it will stop rattling and you'll be fine. And a lot of people said they did. A lot of people said actually that's their complete go-to, is like, oh, just push through, just push through. And if you're already nodding along, then you won't be surprised to hear that's how so many people felt and feel and have reacted in exactly the same situation, especially during lockdown. It's an approach that's a little bit like, if I ignore it and pretend it isn't happening, then it will go away. But obviously, when it comes to working too hard, exhausting yourself, then it's not going to go away. You have to take action. And it felt so hard to do, but after pushing on for a few weeks, because I just tried to carry on regardless. I knew that the best thing I could do was actually to try to slow down as much as possible. Now, side note, I had felt extremely productive just before this happened. So I had taken on way more projects than I was able to handle. And I had read a really good and very inspiring book about how to increase your productivity. So maybe that's where this is why I tipped myself over the edge. But there were a couple of weeks there where I was absolutely cooking on gas. And I thought, oh God, I finally found the holy grail of productivity. But there was a payoff. And I was chatting to my very clever friend and friend of the podcast, Claire Coleman, and I was tentatively voicing the fact that I felt like garbage. And she just said, well, are you surprised? When was the last time you had a holiday? And as is the case often when Claire says things, it all became clear. But I needed someone else to point it out for me, because, and I don't know if any listeners can relate, but even though I definitely knew this myself, I didn't trust it to be true until someone else validated it for me. So I just said, you know, I became aware that the best thing for me to do was to slow down as much as possible. But it wasn't until Cece said that to me. So she didn't realize at the time, but Cece gave me permission to cancel everything except the essentials, because a girl's still got to pay rent, and slow down. And dear listener, it made the world of difference, which is why I wanted to share it with you. So here's the strategy I used. I went to bed early. And when I say early, I mean early. In fact, from about 7 o'clock in the evening, I would read by the window, so with no artificial light. And when the light outside became too dim to read, I would then get into bed. So, I mean, I guess the sun sets here now. It's probably about 9 o'clock, I would say, ish, 9 p.m. And I also changed my alarm from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So I would allow myself that extra time in bed. I still worked out. You know I love to work out. It clears my head, but I definitely took it down a notch. So I wasn't attacking it as much as I had been previously. And there were a couple of days where I just thought, it's just not happening today, so I shan't do it. And another thing that I did, which, and this is where it gets quite complicated, because actually some of the strategies that were necessary for me to implement looked the same as some of the characteristics of my depression previously. So I was so tired that I got to the point where when I would finish my workout, the idea of getting in the shower, washing my hair, putting my makeup on just felt, even the thought of it felt exhausting. So instead of doing that, I would, and I know this is gross, but I'd work out, put a hoodie on and sit at my desk and work all day. And actually, that was a positive in this instance because it just took the pressure off. But that's a behavior that if I, in another incarnation in my life, could have looked like not taking care of myself. So this is where it can get a little bit weird. I think that's one of the reasons why I still like to work out, because I know that if that goes, that's something that often is a bigger sign. But
here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I relaxed my intermittent fasting. That was another thing that I did. So if I felt hungry when I woke up, I ate. And if the weather allowed, I would spend some of that reading time in the evening outside rather at some point during the day, just so I got some daylight and also got a ton of fresh air. I limited my time online. We know that this can only be a good thing. There's such a thing as doom scrolling, which is so depressing. But that was the thing that was a real challenge, actually, because some of the things that I had to do were, like I said, like not rushing to get dressed in the morning, because actually it was more efficient. And I'm trying to make sense of it now. It was more efficient, actually, to just bung on a hoodie after the workout and just crack on with work. And I did get more done. But those were behaviors that previously were a sign that something was wrong. Whereas in this instance, they were a sign that I was actually giving myself a bit of a break. And then in the evening, I'd have a bath and I would, because I'm not Jake Gyllenhaal who doesn't bathe anymore. I don't know what that is about. That's another subject entirely. But I was using sort of washing and everything as a bit more of a self-care rather than a quick shower in the morning and rushing. I was then having a sort of nice, luxurious bath in the evening. So that was, again, like I say, a real positive. And there were some other things like getting up late for me. Again, that used to be something that I would struggle with. I would struggle with not being able to get out of bed. But in this instance, allowing myself to stay in bed was a good thing. So I sort of wanted to talk about the technique, but also sort of say it's a funny one. To lean into, because like I said, some of those behaviors were signs of something being wrong a few years ago when I was struggling with my mental health, but now they're actually a really positive thing. If anyone else understands what I mean, if anyone else feels this entirely to your core, please do email me or pop it in the Facebook forum, because I hope I'm not ranting like a madwoman by saying this. I know they sound like small changes, but they genuinely made a big difference. But honestly, even with implementing all of those things, it took 7 days before I woke up and thought, ah, okay, I feel all right again. And for anyone who's thinking, hang on a minute, did you have COVID? No, because I've done several lateral flow tests. I did not. Now, you know, I always want to leave you with something useful in these bullet points episodes. And so hopefully what that has done is given you an idea of what it feels like. And if you are feeling that, please give yourself permission. But also as a friend, perhaps what a useful thing you can do is just acknowledge that your mate has done a lot of work and is bound to be tired. But I was thinking, what would have made me notice this earlier and be kinder to myself earlier, rather than waiting for Claire Coleman to give me permission to acknowledge that I was busy? And I was thinking, if I'd written on a piece of paper everything that I had as a goal, everything that was on my to-do list, as it were, then I think even I would have grimaced. And even though obviously there's short-term, mid-term and long-term goals, if I put them all in one place, they would have been, I would have realized that it was a lot to be thinking about at once, and I maybe would have tried to juggle things a bit differently. So if you're feeling frazzled, take a look at that list, write everything down in one place and see how it makes you feel. And now ask yourself, would I give that to someone I cared about, saying, can you do this for me? Because the chances are you wouldn't. So you kind of got to afford yourself the same courtesy and not expect you to do it for you either. I also wanted to think about what someone might have been able to do to lighten the load. And sometimes it can be just them saying that they see you, that they see that you're busy. I was definitely telling people how much I had on, but I wasn't asking for help. I might have said I needed help, but I wasn't asking anybody to actually help me. So I was doing that thing of talking to my friends and saying, oh, I think maybe I need to get some help along the way somewhere, I don't know. So that's lesson two. If you're beginning to feel overwhelmed, tell your mates. I told Claire and she just said the right thing. She said exactly what I needed to hear. And it might not be that you want someone to actually do anything for you and to take on your tasks or anything. As a friend, sometimes all you need to do is just say to someone that you see how hard they're working. It's a lot. It would be okay if you said no to that thing, or if you told people, I know I said I could commit to doing that for you, but actually, realistically, I've looked at my workload and I just can't. And so if someone that you're talking to keeps listing how much they've got on, how much they need help with things, or how overwhelmed they are, it could just be their way of letting you know they're stressed, but they're too proud to actually say they're not coping or that they can't do it alone, which can be a lot for people to admit. So now that I'm feeling better, I've been making an effort to get in touch with mates a bit more and to really listen to what they're saying when we chat and sort of get a sense of, are they okay? Because the only way to find out is to ask. And also, I guess, to be honest, which is one of the reasons why I put the post up in the first place. But I know that we're all experiencing our own different stresses for lots of different reasons. We've had the common stressor of COVID-19, but we're all dealing with our own stresses. And so my message to you with this bullet points episode is to look after yourselves, to take your foot off the gas if you need to. And if you need to chat to a friend, if you need to say to somebody, I know I'm busy and I don't know how I can lighten the load, but can I just talk it through with you? And maybe just be that friend who calls their mate and just says, how's everything? How are you juggling everything? I know it sounds really obvious stuff, but when I was thinking about how I could have made that experience, that little episode I had, better, those were the conclusions I came to. So I hope that if you're feeling that way too, or if you think somebody who is close to you is feeling that way too, that this has been useful. And you know what I'm going to say. If you want to further this conversation, then please do join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, and I would love to hear from you. If you're feeling this way, let us know. We'll be your buddy system, we'll be your support network, and we will tell you that you're doing just fine, because I have no doubt that you absolutely are, and that you just need some friendly voices, some friendly buddies, and they're all in there in the Facebook group to buoy you, help you along, and just make you feel excellent. You can also get in touch with me. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or don't forget, Instagram and Twitter is where I get most of my DMs, where I'm at Emma Gunns. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are all feeling excellent. And if you aren't, I hope that hopefully this has helped point you in the direction of some things that you can do that might make you feel better, because I want you to feel incredible. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.